In our series, Learn German with Radio Deutsche Welle.
Lern Deutsch bei der Deutschen Welle.
You can now hear
Deutsch, warum nicht?
German, why not? A radio language course by Herod Meser.
Liebe Hörerinnen und Hörer.
Hello and welcome back. Today you can hear lesson 11. How about the theater? Vielleicht ins Theater? In the last lesson, Andreas's parents came to Aachen to visit him. They picked him up at the hotel, where they met the hotel manageress, Frau Berger. They had a short conversation, and then Andreas suggested that he and his parents should leave. Listen to what Andreas said, and note the modal verb wollen.
Wollen wir nicht gehen?
Andreas and his parents are sitting in a nice cafe, wondering how they should spend the afternoon. Listen to their conversation. You'll hear the words Museum, museum, einkaufen, to buy, and Dom, cathedral. What would Frau Schäfer like to do, and how would Herr Schäfer like to spend the afternoon in Aachen?
Was machen wir denn heute?
Heute Nachmittag möchte ich unbedingt noch einkaufen gehen.
Einkaufen?
Ja, es ist doch Schlussverkauf.
Stimmt. Und du, Vater?
Ich möchte gern ins Zeitungsmuseum.
Und in den Dom wollen wir natürlich auch.
Und ich will in die Disco.
X, sei still.
Ach, das war wohl deine Freundin. Wo ist sie denn?
Frau Schäfer would like to go shopping. Herr Schäfer would like to go to the newspaper museum, and both say they'd like to see Aachen Cathedral. Listen again. Herr Schäfer begins by asking, what are we going to do today?
Was machen wir denn heute?
Frau Schäfer says she really wants to go shopping this afternoon.
Heute Nachmittag möchte ich unbedingt noch einkaufen gehen.
Andreas is surprised and says, shopping?
Einkaufen.
Frau Schäfer tells him why she wants to go shopping. It's the end of season sales.
Ja, es ist doch Schlussverkauf.
Towards the end of summer and winter seasons, many clothes shops reduce the price of their goods. Often there are big reductions in price. Listen again to what Frau Schäfer says.
Ja, es ist doch Schlussverkauf.
Andreas's father would like to go to the newspaper museum. This museum is really worth a visit. Here you find newspapers from all over the world which have been collected since 1886. Herr Schäfer tells Andreas he'd like to go there.
Ich möchte gern ins Zeitungsmuseum.
Andreas's parents say they would also like to visit Aachen's famous cathedral or Dom. And of course we want to go to the cathedral, they say.
Und in den Dom wollen wir natürlich auch.
X doesn't want to be left out of the conversation. She says she wants to go to a discotheque or disco.
Und ich will in die Disco.
Andreas's mother can't, of course, see X because she's invisible, but she recognizes that it's the same voice she heard on the phone when she rang Andreas. She says to Andreas, "Oh, I suppose that was your girlfriend."
Ach, das war wohl deine Freundin.
And then she asks Andreas, well, where is she then?
Wo ist sie denn?
Andreas doesn't answer the question, as he doesn't know what to say. Instead, he tries to distract his mother's attention by making a suggestion, Vorschlag, to take both his parents' wishes into account. Listen again to their conversation. What two suggestions does Andreas make?
Also, in den Dom können wir auch morgen gehen. Aber das Zeitungsmuseum ist nur samstags auf.
Die Geschäfte sind auch nur heute auf.
Das ist richtig.
Ich habe einen Vorschlag. Du gehst einkaufen, Mutti, ich gehe mit Vater ins Zeitungsmuseum und um 6 Uhr gehen wir zusammen essen.
Und dann? Wohin gehen wir dann?
Vielleicht ins Theater.
Ja, die Idee ist gut.
Was gibt es denn sonst noch?
Hier, Ich habe eine Zeitung.
Andreas suggests that they all go out to eat at a restaurant at 6 o'clock before going to the theater. Andreas's parents are only spending the weekend in Aachen, and some things they would like to do or see are not open on Sundays. Andreas says, well, we can also go to the cathedral tomorrow.
Also, in den Dom können wir auch morgen gehen.
But he tells his parents that the newspaper museum is only open on Saturdays.
Aber das Zeitungsmuseum ist nur samstags auf.
Frau Schäfer points out that the shops, Geschäfte, are only open today, that is, Saturday. In Germany, the shops are closed on Sundays.
Die Geschäfte sind auch nur heute auf.
Andreas makes a suggestion.
Ich habe einen Vorschlag.
He suggests that his mother goes shopping, while he and his father go to the newspaper museum. You go shopping, Mum, he says. I'll go to the newspaper museum with Dad.
Du gehst einkaufen, Mutti. Ich gehe mit Vater ins Zeitungsmuseum.
Then Andreas suggests that they all go out to eat at 6 o'clock.
Und um 6 Uhr gehen wir zusammen essen.
Frau Schäfer would like to know what they'll do after that. And then, she asks, where will we go then?
Und dann? Wohin gehen wir dann?
Andreas thinks they could, perhaps, go to the theater.
Vielleicht ins Theater?
Herr Schäfer likes the idea. That's a good idea, he says.
Die Idee ist gut.
But Frau Schäfer would like to know what other possibilities there are. What else is there? She asks.
Was gibt es denn sonst noch?
Andreas has bought a newspaper, Zeitung, with him, to find out what's on at the theater and at the cinema in Aachen. Here, I've got a paper, he says.
Hier. Ich habe eine Zeitung.
And while Andreas and his parents are thinking about what they'll do after dinner, let's have a look at some of the grammar points that have occurred in today's lesson. Unlike English, German makes a clear distinction between the question where, for example, where is something, and the question where to, for instance, where are we going to? If no movement is implied, the question word in German is wo. But if movement to a place is implied, you must use the word wohin, which is equivalent to the Old English form whither. Listen to this example.
Wohin?
Wohin gehen wir dann?
So, wohin asks about a destination. In our examples, the answers to this question include a phrase with the preposition in.
In. In.
And because movement is implied, the preposition in is followed by the accusative case. Listen to the first example with the feminine noun, die Disco.
Die Disco.
Wohin?
In die Disco.
Und ich will in die Disco.
In the next example, you'll hear the masculine noun, der Dom, used in the accusative case. Note how the article changes.
Der Dom.
Wohin?
In den Dom.
Wir wollen in den Dom.
When the preposition in is followed by a neuter noun, in and the article das are usually contracted to ins in spoken German. Listen to the next example with the neuter noun das Theater.
Wohin?
In das Theater. Ins Theater.
Wohin gehen wir?
Vielleicht ins Theater?
Musik Listen to both dialogues once again from the beginning, and while you're listening to the music, sit back and relax.
Was machen wir denn heute?
Heute Nachmittag möchte ich unbedingt noch einkaufen gehen.
Einkaufen?
Ja, es ist doch Schlussverkauf.
Stimmt. Und du, Vater?
Ich möchte gern ins Zeitungsmuseum.
Und in den Dom wollen wir natürlich auch.
Und ich will in die Disco.
X, sei still.
Ach, das war wohl deine Freundin. Wo ist sie denn?
Andreas suggests that they all go out to eat at a restaurant at 6 o'clock.
Also, in den Dom können wir auch morgen gehen. Aber das Zeitungsmuseum ist nur samstags auf.
Die Geschäfte sind auch nur heute auf.
Das ist richtig.
Ich habe einen Vorschlag. Du gehst einkaufen, Mutti, ich gehe mit Vater ins Zeitungsmuseum und um 6 Uhr gehen wir zusammen essen.
Und dann? Wohin gehen wir dann?
Vielleicht ins Theater.
Ja, die Idee ist gut.
Was gibt es denn sonst noch?
Hier, ich habe eine Zeitung.
Well, that's all for today. Goodbye for now, and do join us again for the next lesson.
Bis dahin, auf Wiederhören.
You've been listening to our language course, Deutsch, warum nicht? A production of Radio Deutsche Welle in cooperation with the Goethe-Institut in Munich.